Okay, new question. Peter, start.
In blame of the lot of limitations which prevent spiritual experience of the faith and point to insincerity and stand in the way of hundreds of thousands of fools, as the sheep stood in the way of a certain effeminate person, and he durst not pass, so he asked the shepherd, "Will these sheep of yours bite me, I wonder?" "If you are a man," he replied, "and the root of manhood is in you, they all are devoted to you. But if you are effeminate, each one of them is a dragon to you. There is another effeminate person who, when he sees the sheep, immediately turns back and does not dare to ask. For he is afraid that if he asks, the sheep will fall upon him and bite him."
A silly, long story. And look at it. It's a normal paragraph, 2 pages. What was it all about? About this an exceptional situation which somebody is asking question from someone and someone and someone, right? Now let's listen, which has almost nothing to do with this. It begins differently. Yes, and you will understand what... Did you understand what he read? Who did it? Who understood it? If any of you haven't read it last night, you would not understand, except you have thought about it. Long, long explanation about that very special situation that somebody is with the herd of the sheep, and the other one is being afraid that the sheep will bite him. Sheep will never bite. And all that nonsense was a very silly example, right? Now listen. Yes.
"Come, O radiance of God, Husamuddin, O polisher of the spirit and sovereign of the way to salvation. Give the Masnavi a free and open course. Endow the outward form of its parables with the spirit, that all its words may become reason and soul, and may fly toward the soul's everlasting abode. Through thy efforts, they came from the spirits into the trap of words and were confined."
Okay, now what?
Had nothing to do with that title. It is started with the secret way and the obvious way that he wants to point at you. And he will choose Hisham al-Din. Why? Because Hisham al-Din pays real attention to him. So he knows. Hisham al-Din is an example of a good student. Okay? So what? So, "Oh, you Hisham al-Din." Means what? Means that everybody, listen carefully. This is a very important point. Therefore, I make it towards this favorite of mine. Right? What? "Oh, please, Hisham al-Din, give some spirit to this Masnavi and give a spirit to the examples that I bring in." He gave you in this title an example of a silly story and all that, right? He says, okay, explain it. Make it obvious and change the face of the example that I bring in. Give it spirit. Do something that all these wordings and examples that I bring in will become intelligence. Do you remember the word aql, which was always negative because it was the brain? In this book he will talk about another kind of aql, which is really beyond the logic. That's the above aql. Here he will say, make something that all the words in here will become aql and life, the essence of life, John. And will make us fly to the garden of the beloved. Means what? Means you who are listening to this now, after so many years, now you're listening to this, pay attention. You have to do something. You have to do a magic to transform the silly examples that I bring in to the stuff that I want you to understand, which is what? Please, book 6, the end of the path, which is not being, not having. Exactly the opposite of animal wishes, because animal wants to have and to be. You should learn and understand how to not need, don't have the greed, and don't be, become a part of we. Don't be I, that ego. This is what this book is all about, right? He said, please, Hesameddin, do something that it will change to this. Why? He brings in some reason for this. What was the reason? Come on, you all listened, he read it. He said, listen, Mr. Hesameddin, the spirits come because of your effort. You, if you don't do anything, listen, book 6 is obvious. If he's explaining some stuff which is not explaining anymore, because he explained everything. He have told us everything. Even in the last book, in Bewilderment, you remember, he explained how crazy love is. Now, these are the final words. Whatever he suggests, you should do. Because from now on, your effort will pay off. You need that. Through your effort, they come from the spirit into the trap of the word and were confined. Means, listen, I put something in these words which doesn't automatically go in you. You have to do the effort to absorb this, to be really thirsty for this. Yes?
May thy life in the world be like that of Hazar, soul increasing and help giving and perpetual. Like Hazar and Ilyas, mayst thou remain in the world, that by thy grace earth may become heaven.
A very simple example. He said, may you live very, very extremely long, right? No, that was the literal meaning. How about the effort and paying attention? What is he talking about, really? He's talking about two examples, is Khizr and Elias. In two different stories, we know about these people and blah, blah, blah. Okay, Khizr had a very, very long life. Then what? What was it good for? He enjoyed the life a lot. He eat a lot, drink a lot, he had a lot of sex. He was good for the other people. Do you remember the story and the movement that is caused by that? He says, the length of life is good when it's good for we, not for I. Why should I desire for long life for me? I desire the long life for the best of us. Yes?
I would declare a hundredth part of thy grace, were it not for the vainglory of the evil eye. But from the evil, venomous eye, I have suffered spirit-crushing strokes. I will not give an eloquent description of thy state, except allusively, by telling of the state of others. This pretext, too, is one of the lures of the heart, whereby the feet of the heart are in a mire.
Ah, did you pay that, pay attention to the complication he created here? He said, okay, and when I'm talking about you, I don't talk about you. Why? Because of the bad eye. You know what bad eye means? That somebody has a bad eye, so he will. But it's nonsense, isn't it? What is really bad eye? Here we talk about the vision, right? Having the vision, being enlightened. The fellow who is not here has a bad eye, right? So, I'm avoiding the contact with these bad eyes, and I have learned it. I have seen it, because the people with the wrong vision, they really bother you. Therefore, I never talk about you. I bring an example. Means what? Means you. When I bring an example, I'm talking about you. I'm talking to you, but I don't bring it that way, because maybe somebody, even you, look at it in a wrong way. So I turn it around. Whatever I say is an example, but it's directly about you. I'm talking about you. Yes.
Hundreds of hearts and souls are in love with the Maker. The evil eye or the evil ear has hindered.
Everybody, when you explain God, okay, you say this is stuff, this quality that I could talk about, right, expectancy, retribution.